What's up, family? Welcome to another episode of the Clifton Brantley Podcast, man. I'm glad to be back. I ain't gonna lie to you, I'm glad to be back. I got something to tell y'all. Obviously, that's why I'm finally doing an episode, right? But listen, can we get right to it on this particular episode? Can we get right to it? Listen, I'm not gonna even lie to you. You may have been thinking, if you've been listening to me, or if you've been listening to me lately, but if you are in, you know, someone who used to listen to me, you might be thinking, man, where is this brother at? That's what I was thinking too. I was thinking, where is this brother at? Man, listen, let me tell you. Life has been lifing on this side. Now, I don't know about your side of town, but life has been lifing over here. And crazy thing is, I've recorded some episodes, but I hadn't posted anything because what life is doing right now, what life is doing mixed with what I generally talk about, you know, relationships and whatnot. My thoughts have literally been all over the place. That's why I hadn't posted any of the other episodes. But you know what I said? I said, you know what? Let me stop delaying, because it's not as if I don't have something to say and I want to share with the people, right? It's not that I don't have anything to say. And I said, if I can't do anything else, I can talk about God. Now, I'm going to tell you, if I can't do anything else, I can talk about God. So that's what we're going to do until God turns on the thinking machine again and my brain starts to work. Really, until, you know, life in my brain, they're fighting right now. My mind and life, my reality and my fantasy, if I could say it that way. But you know that I by the way, let me say this, because this probably is the first episode that you guys will see of this new, not new format, but this new setup, right? So this setup is going to be my setup for my actual podcast. Okay. Now, by the way, if you're on Apple or Spotify, one of the other places, and you're actually listening and you can't see me, then what I'm saying doesn't really make sense. This is only for my YouTube people, right? So when you see this setup, you'll know this is my podcast that I'm recording. And the difference between my podcast videos, if I can talk to my YouTube audience for a second, the difference between my podcast videos and my regular videos, so to speak, is that on my podcast, it's more where it's so that I can be relaxed, just share thoughts. You know, it may be, you know, several topics in a particular episode. I may have guests. Hopefully I can get some guests. That's one of the things that I want to do. And I decided, because I'm working some things out, I don't have to tell you all my business, but I decided when I'm doing my podcast, I'm wearing my shades because I like the way I look in my shades. I don't care if anybody else like it, don't like, whatever. It's, listen, so this is the podcast, right? So you may hear me share things here that I won't share on my regular, because my regular, what I'm calling my regular YouTube, that's more like, you know, business professional type, you know. And I have some things on TikTok, but I'm not a big TikToker, right? So I'm using this for my more laid back content, but it's still going to be Clifton Brantley, right? And some of the content will overlap because, I mean, I'm me. It's kind of like, actually, let me not say that because I don't want to compare myself to anybody else. But one of the things that I've been thinking while I've been in this space where I am, actually, I just started thinking this the last couple of days, and I was like, man, how do you help people when you're at the bottom? Like, how do you help people? I mean, I know it happens on the planet, but I don't know how it happens. Because I'm in a place where I feel like life is on top of me. And I'm like, how do you, and that's been part of the reason why I say, I hadn't been able to get my mind together to do episodes. I've been able to help clients, But that's about the extent of the work that I've been able to do. But that's just a question. How do you help people when you're at the bottom? So, but anyway, like I said, we're going to talk about God. So check this out. I was reading. I cannot remember. I ain't gonna lie. I know. I was thinking about God. I was thinking about idolatry. Then I was thinking about God. Then I was thinking about God being the only God. Then I was thinking about God saying, I'm like, somewhere in scripture, I heard God say, there was no God before me. There'll be no God after me. And so I typed that into Google and it came up with this. I'm like, that's the scripture. And I had already had it highlighted. See, it's highlighted. It's highlighted in my digital Bible. This is Isaiah 43. Man, let me tell you something. First of all, you know what has what has blessed me in these later years of my life that in my childhood, I would have never, ever guessed to look for a blessing? The book of Isaiah. It is so crazy how, and also too, you know, I grew up on King James, so I don't know how much I would have understood back then anyway. Man, it's so amazing. Now, it's crazy that the little that I knew back then, and as twisted as some of the things that I knew, that God could get me from there to here. That's crazy to me. But anyway, this is Isaiah 43 and 10. This is what it says. But you are my witnesses, O Israel, says the Lord. You are my servant. You have been chosen to know me, believe in me, and understand that I alone am God. There is no other God. There never has been, and there never will be. I am the Lord, and there is no other Savior. Now, I just read the New Living Translation because I like the Living Translation. But when I read it earlier, and I was like, man, that is so interesting. Like it says, you don't understand. You don't know God because you chose to know him. You don't know God because you decided to give your life to him. Like you don't believe in God because you went to Sunday school and decided, you know what? I'm going to believe that. That's not how it happened. This says you were chosen to understand. You were chosen to know. That's crazy to me. So basically you can't even take credit for the fact that you came to Christ. You can't take credit that you believe in God. God did that for you. So God says, okay, you're chosen. So you can believe in me. You can believe in me. You know what I'm saying? Like if you believe in God, that means he chose you to believe. I don't know if you can. That's a place to shout right there. Because he didn't have to choose you. See, when I think that I got to a place in my life where I chose God, I can say, man, I made a good decision. No. God made the decision for you to make a decision. God gave you the decision to make. That's crazy. But you know what I was thinking? I've been saying for the longest. Oh, watch this. Hold on. Let me go back to this. Did y'all notice at the end what he said? Okay, so I'm going to read it again. He says, you've been chosen to know me, believe in me, and understand that I alone am God. I alone, meaning there is just me. He says, there is no God before me. There was no God before me. There will be no God after me. So God says, I always am and I always will be, period. I always have been and always will be. That means everything outside of me was created by me because I am the only everlasting thing. But anyway, check this out. He says, this is verse 11. I am the Lord. And there is no other Savior other than me. Like he says, I'm the only God. I'm the only Savior. But here's the problem. What then do we do about Jesus, Christians? Because you Christians say that Jesus is the Savior. But here God says, I am the Lord and there is no other Savior. Dun, dun, dun. What do we do? Aha. He's the same God. Are you telling me that this God here in Isaiah is the same God in the Gospels that died on the cross? Yes. Did I just confuse you? I know. It's okay. It's called the Bible. But if you read it, you would understand it. You want to know something else that's crazy? Watch this. I've been saying for the longest, I was going to do this series called That's Crazy. I'm going to give you something that's crazy to me. Now, most of these that's crazies that I be having, they're about God's love. So I know Beyonce has a song called Crazy Love or Crazy in Love, something like that. Listen, you have not seen crazy love until you read the Bible. That's why I know people who are anti-God and people who are, you know, people who are anti-Christian. On one hand, I can see why you got issues with Christians, right? But on another hand, I don't see why you got issues with God. But that's not what I was going to say. What I was going to say is, I know when you have those kind of issues, you hadn't read the Bible. There's no way. At least, maybe there is a way. Maybe there is a way. What was that? Maybe there is a way. But I don't know of a way how you can read the Bible and then still be anti-God. Listen, so we know that Christianity is not a religion, right? What do you mean not a religion? There go my comments. Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. Let's fill up the comments. Christianity is not a religion. Oh, man. Listen. But no, for real. So Christianity is not a religion. Let me help you and tell you why. Because religion is man's attempt, man's rituals that men create to get to God. Okay. Rituals that we create to relate to God, rituals we create to please God. That's what religion is. Christianity, that's not what happens. In Christianity, if you read the Bible, there are no rituals that man can do to get to God. God came to man. So technically, Christianity is not a religion. But I know, you know, that y'all ain't going for that. That's fine. You can call it a religion. You're not going to bother me by it. You can call it whatever you want. I'm going to heaven. Did y'all miss the rapture today? It's September 23rd. Let's talk about that. Now, you know, with me chasing this rabbit, I'm not going to be able to get back to where I was. But the rapture, let's talk about that. I guess life really been dropping them fifth war bees on me because I knew nothing of the rapture supposed to have been coming on the 23rd. Like I didn't know. I saw a few folk when I woke up this morning making jokes about it. I'm like, what is this? Come to find out, I done got left behind. The rapture's about to take place. It's almost midnight. Man, listen. Jesus said, if somebody come tell you, hey, look, the Son of Man, don't you go over there. I seen him coming in the sky. You going to see him too. Listen, the Bible says he's coming like a thief in the night. Y'all stop falling for the banana tailpipe. Jesus is coming when he coming. All you got to do is make sure that you're ready. That's it. Okay, so I don't know where I was before I was talking about that. I was talking about crazy. I know I was getting ready to go into crazy love, God's crazy love. So, check this out. I was reading the book of Hosea one day. Let me see if I can pull it up real quick. I was reading the book of Hosea. I think I was saying most of these that's crazy topics I'm going to do is going to be related to God's love for us, right? All right, hold on. The book of Hosea. Isn't technology amazing? Technology is... you know, you get your my Bible is right here in my hand. Studying the Bible these days, there's no excuse for you not to read and study the Bible. Okay, here we go. I'm over in Hosea, And I'm over in chapter two. God starts to talk about his unfaithful wife, Israel, right? And he's going through it, man. And I'm telling you, he is, you know, for this reason, I will fence her in with thorn bushes. I will block her path with a wall. I will make her lose her way. When she runs after her lovers, she won't be able to catch them. She will search for them, but not find them. Yeah, she will. Hold on. Here we go. I will take back the ripened grain and the new wine I generously provided each harvest season. I will take away the wool. Now, these ain't the parts, though. It's a part where I will destroy her grapevines and fig trees, things she claims her lovers gave her. God is saying, Israel is my bride. You're chasing after all these other gods and stuff and saying that they gave you that and I gave it to you. And God is mad. He's mad. He called her a slut. Hold on. I might be making that part up. Okay. And I would not love her. Watch this. I should start at the beginning. Okay. So I'm going to read a little bit of how God talks about his bride, Israel. I'm telling you something that's crazy, right? Watch this. But now bring charges against Israel, your mother, for she is no longer my wife. I am no longer her husband. God is like, I quit her. Tell her to remove the prostitute's makeup from her face and the clothing that exposes her breasts. Otherwise, I will strip her naked as she was on the day she was born. I will leave her to die of thirst as in a dry, barren wilderness. And I will not love her children, for they are conceived in prostitution. Their mother is a shameless prostitute, and she became pregnant in shameful ways. Man, listen, this is God talking about his ex-wife because he just left her, i.e. Israel, i.e. God's people. She said, I'll run after other lovers and sell myself to them for food and water, for clothing of wool and linen and of olive oil and drinks. For this reason, I will fence her in. And I read that part, right? But then check this out. You get down to verse 14. Israel hasn't said anything. So God is going in on Israel like that, you know, like he just shot after shot after shot. Israel ain't said nothing. And then verse 14, only 14 verses in, it says this. But then I will win her back again. I will lead her into the desert and speak tenderly to her there. What? Man, listen. First of all, the first time I read that, it was like a couple of years ago. When I read it recently for the first time again a couple of years ago, I was like, that's crazy. But number two, Lord, I know this ain't what you wanting husbands to do to their wives, right? It says, you know, husbands love your wife the way Christ loved the church. Lord, are you saying that we got to be the kind of husbands that if our wife is hoeing after other men, we got to go after them? I said, oh, yeah, nah, I don't know. I don't know if I can do that, Lord. I don't know if I got an answer. Maybe I did get an answer, but I'm saying I didn't. I don't think I did. Amen. Nope, I didn't. I think that's the Lord's business, right? Because that kind of love, man, I don't know. I don't know a man on the planet. I don't know a man on the planet that can do that. But God's love. Here's the thing that's crazy to me. It's crazy to me that this all-powerful, all-knowing, omniscient, magnificent being, completely autonomous, don't need anybody or anything, this all-encompassing self, this God, this being, can be thirsty after his creation while at the same time being everlasting water. That's crazy. And if you think I'm like being ugly, read the Bible. When you read, especially the Old Testament, when you read the Bible, you will read what looks like a very thirsty God. The way God chases after his creation, after human beings, after the children of Israel. Watch this, to bless them. Do you understand that God chases you down to bless you? He don't chase you down to put burdens on you. Now, birds may come with the blessing. God chases you down to bless you. That's crazy. Y'all, that's crazy. But watch this. The kind of crazy love that would make a God who doesn't need anything or anybody still deal with on his own a prostitute nation or a prostitute people. What I just talked about in Hosea, that kind of craziness is the exact same craziness, not the same kind of craziness, but the same craziness that would drive God to come in human form, to lower himself to human form so that he could die for another unfaithful people. That's crazy. You're going to die for my sins? When you, so you didn't mess up. I did. You died for every sin that I was going to commit because you love me. That's crazy. Y'all, that's crazy. If I was God. Yeah, I can't even imagine. So never mind. I can't even, the Bible says love drove him to the cross. That's, and you know, we talk about in our relationships, I come across these women. They swear up and down these men love them. And this brother won't sacrifice a soda for you. He done cheated all up and down your life and you think he still love you because he bought you a car. Go sit down somewhere. Ain't nobody got time for that. Nobody, you, okay. It's the Clifton Brantley podcast. it's the Clifton Brantley show. Man, that's crazy. Oh, look, well, I had something on. I'm not going to talk about this because I'm about to let this episode be over. Let me play my closing music. Truth no, is. Oh. That's, I need a new DJ. DJ, that's not the song. That's, there you go, DJ. Thank you, DJ. I sure appreciate you. Check this out. Turn it up a little bit, DJ. Thank you, sir. All right, that's good. That's good. Check this out. I had this thought. I'm going to talk about this. I don't know about next time, but I'm going to talk about this soon. How do you know? So a lot of people, I might not should have started the music. We're going to see how it goes. A lot of people complain about their mate not loving them. But have you ever considered the fact that you may not know how to receive love? Seriously, I don't even know if I have a client that knows how to receive love, because I've been teaching love for a long time and I'm just now learning how to receive it. How do you know that you have a problem receiving love? Because you need it a certain way before you recognize it. I.e. love languages. Yeah, if you stuck on a love language, you got a problem receiving love. If you need your love language to be spoken for you, believe that your partner loves you, you got a problem receiving love. Now, I can't tell you, I haven't figured out the level of your problem yet. You know, I hadn't rated it yet, but you got one. So check on that and fix it. Listen, I hope this episode blessed you in a little bit. A little wise. Anyway, I'm going to come back with another one. If I don't have anything to say, we're going to talk about God again. Not if I don't have anything to say. I always got something to say. But if I can't get my thoughts together, then I'm going to come back on here and talk about God again. Listen, y'all take care, and I will holler at y'all next time.